The continual rise in home heating fuel is causing concern for some Kodiak residents for this coming winter, especially for low and fixed-income families. KMXD's Mary Donaldson has more.
In August of 2007, the average price of heating fuel from North Pacific Fuel in Kodiak was about $2.97 per gallon. Today, the average price per gallon ranges from $4.82 to $5.13 per gallon, according to a spokesperson for the company. That's an increase of $2.16 for some, which is an increase of almost 100% compared to the same time a year ago. Pat Branson, the director of the Kodiak Senior Center, says she sees firsthand the trouble rising fuel costs are creating.
There's no doubt. I can tell you from paying bills at the Senior Center and also being on the Alaska Commission on Aging and having just read this survey from different senior service providers throughout the state, those utility costs are escalated at about 33% increase. So it's difficult on a personal level, on an agency level, and certainly statewide.
She says she regularly receives calls from fixed income residents looking for help with their rising electric and fuel bills. However, there is assistance available in town for residents seeking extra help with their bills.
Well, Brother Francis has been operating a homeless prevention program for 15 years. And yes, over the last 3 years, we've had a 66% increase in homeless prevention activities. In other words, with people coming in to seek assistance for either rental assistance so they don't get evicted or for utility assistance, such as an empty oil tank or an electric bill that's overdue.
That was Monty Hover of the Kodiak Brother Francis Shelter. He says the program is financed through grants and federal assistance.
Basically, it's there as a safety net for families that have either fell on hard times or perhaps got an injury or a sickness and are in danger of becoming either evicted or they simply don't have the money to pay for the high cost of oil and electric these days.
Marcella Dillon is a fixed income resident and says she cuts back on her travel so she can afford her fuel bill.
I don't make any unnecessary trips to the store or town anymore, and I just don't travel anymore. A lot of it is because of the prices rising. The main thing, of course, is heating oil here. I imagine that this winter is going to take most of my Social Security check to pay my oil bill.
She says her fuel bill has more than doubled since last summer. In July 2007, she paid $232 to have her tank filled, compared to the $507 she paid last month. Hover says the energy rebate being decided upon right now by the state legislature would be very beneficial to Alaska residents for this upcoming winter. The bill will help with the escalating electricity and fuel costs if passed, and as Hover notes, is needed at this time.
It shouldn't be underestimated how hard the impact is on families with these high oil prices and high electrical prices. It's having a tremendous negative impact on families and people on fixed incomes. A lot of people are going to have a tough winter making it through with these high heating bills.
I'm Mary Donaldson.